What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Out the way, quick! Today's episode is going to be about how to narcissists, looks don't matter. Looks don't matter to a narcissist a lot of times, especially when they go out looking for new supply and things like that. Because so when I'm doing my one-on-ones and I'm talking to people over Zoom and all the other good stuff, and I'm talking to people, and one of the common occurrences I hear, oh, they downgraded when they left me. They downgraded. You know, that person they left me for, it was, they didn't have any money. They didn't look as good as me. They didn't talk as good as me. They weren't educated. They already have a bunch of kids and stuff like that. All these different baby mamas, all these different baby dads. It's always something where you think that that person downgraded. And a lot of times the downgrade is based on looks. I'm not trying to hate on old buddy or anything, man. But he ugly. He ain't got the looks. Oh, she's not conventionally attractive. And y'all be thinking that really matters to narcissistic people when they're out here looking for, you know, supply, quote unquote supply and things like that. Looks don't matter. How situations matter. You know, the feeling needed matters. A lot of times at the core of narcissistic people, other than the trauma and abandonment issues and the need and want for control, that there is a need to be needed. There's a craving to be needed. We want people to need us. That's why we isolate. You know, that's why narcissists isolate you from your friends and families, because you need that connection. You need that human connection. You need friends and family, right? Guess what? I'm your friends and family now. Things like that. So when they're moving on to somebody, or you catch them cheating on somebody, catch them cheating on you with somebody who's, you know, a heavier set person, or, you know, less conventionally attractive, or no money, just realize it's not about looks. It's not. Y'all be focused on the looks, and just, man, you post memes and statuses and stuff like that. I just saw my narcissistic ex downgrade. I feel good about myself. But you don't feel good about yourself because you would have posted that. You know, unbothered people don't need to show people how unbothered they are. You see Omarion, when he unbothered, Omarion, all he went through, he just lived his life. You know what I mean? If y'all don't know who Omarion is, he was the lead singer in that group, B2K. And another singer in the group ended up with his baby's mama. They like married or got kids together, something like that. And he ain't said nothing about it. He just chilling, smiling, doing his interviews, dancing, creating TikTok trends. You know what I mean? Unbothered people don't need to show the world that they are unbothered. Like, I'm unbothered. You don't need to do that, because if you feel like when they quote unquote downgrade to somebody else that's less conventionally attractive to you, it makes you feel a certain type of way, don't it? A lot of times you might be more conventionally attractive. Yeah, you might be more attractive than that person they left you for, a person they cheated on you with, but it makes you feel a certain type of way. It makes you feel like, what did you do wrong? What more could you do? What haven't I done? What more can I do? What did I do wrong? What is it about me? You start questioning yourself. You start questioning your own self-worth. You start questioning your own self-worth, and you can also start questioning your value and things like that. So a lot of times, if you forget a narcissistic person or a toxic person for cheating on you with somebody that's less conventionally attractive than you, you change. You do. You start to work harder and try harder and things like that. You start to try to go harder at that. You mean you try to work harder to get this person back so they won't cheat on you. You mean you get the cheeks up more, or you clap the cheeks more. Whatever you feel like you need to do, you do. It's not about looks, y'all. Yeah, it really not. So a lot of times you get narcissistic people. When you hear people talking about when they're dealing with narcissists, narcissists have to have attractive people in their lives. You have to have some arm candy or some soul food looking woman or something like that. You know what I mean? But that's not always the case. Supply is supply. And now this is not going to go. We just talk about looks, y'all, and, you know, supply and the need to be needed and things like that. We're talking about that. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're focused on. We're not talking about, because I know people are just like, well, if supply is supply, then I hear that most narcissists, most of y'all are bisexual. Most of y'all are gender fluid. You do all this kinds of crazy. No. And you know, y'all know me. I have absolutely no problem. I'm a fan of the LGBTQIA family. I'm a fan. I am. Do you? live your life the way you want to live it. You know, man, I'm a cisgender male. You know, like people just come at me just like, well, talk about bisexual nature, Lee. Talk about how bisexual you are. Like, why do y'all assume that everybody's bisexual? Because you might have dealt with somebody that was closeted and things like that. That doesn't apply to everybody, y'all. Supply is supply, but for that person, supply is supply for that person. Everybody's supply is going to be different, and there's different forms of supply. So when I say looks don't matter to narcissists, you mean sometimes finances don't matter to narcissists. Sometimes job status doesn't matter to narcissists. Sometimes the amount of kids you have don't matter to the narcissist. But as long as you're filling a supply for that narcissist, they're cool with it. You mean there's a financial supply, I might get that from you. There's an emotional connection supply, I might get that from you. There's a, you know, intimacy supply, I might get that from you. There's a sexual supply, I might get that from you. There's an affection supply, I might get that from you. Whoever they get it from, they're getting supplies from different people. Educational supply, sophisticated supply. There's different types of supplies for different type of people. So it's not narcissism. Like I tell everybody else, narcissistic personality disorder is not a one size fits all type of thing. You can't put one hat on everybody else. My narcissistic ex did this, so you must did it, Lee. My narcissistic ex did this, so you must did it, Lee. No. No. Must have did it. No, I must have did nothing. Stop. Yeah, are the a lot of the traits the same? Yes, but they are expressed very, very differently. You mean? Sorry about that, y'all. That's a mini rant right there, because I keep seeing it in my comment section. People keep calling me bisexual. Like, you can tell he little twist. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? Well, it's 2022. Why are you using it as an insult to try to insult somebody by questioning their sexuality? That'd be weird to me. Y'all be claiming to be empaths and care about people, but like, you come on here questioning my sexuality for what? You know, it as an, you try to insult it for what? Stop. You see how you see? Stop. But yeah, supply is supply. But the looks don't matter. They really don't. Sometimes, like I said, it's not just supply. Well, it is supply, but like sometimes the opportunity just presents itself. Sometimes a less conventionally attractive person makes that narcissist feel great about themselves. They don't, you know, the narcissist is scared of rejection, so that less conventionally attractive person, they downgrade, quote unquote downgrade, comes into that narcissist, makes them feel like the top of the world, a king of the world, a queen of the world. You know, oh, you like me? You're interested in me? Genuinely? Wow, you're not gonna reject me? Wow, okay, I guess, you know, I guess I'll just clap your cheeks, you know? Something like that. That's how it goes sometimes, y'all. Sometimes the opportunity presents itself, and narcissistic people, a lot of times, are opportunistic cheaters. They'll just cheat because the opportunity presents itself. Y'all be just wondering, like, why did you cheat on me with this random stranger? It's like, we met at a bar, and, you know, there you go. There you have it. You know what I mean? That's how it goes sometimes with narcissistic people. I'm not telling you to forgive them. I'm telling you that a lot of times they're just opportunistic. And like sometimes it does not matter what the person looks like. Yeah, are they trying? Are narcissists attracted to the conventionally attractive people? Yeah, most people are. A lot of people are. I can't speak for most people. You know, there is a beauty standard in the world that people are going to a lot of people follow. So you like, oh, you might not be conventionally attractive, but you make me feel good about myself. So here you go. Here's the loving. Here's the care. Here's the affection and things like that. And sometimes it's not even a sexual connection. Sometimes they just have an emotional connection. They make them feel good emotionally and things like that. So it's things that they can't tell the narcissist. The things that narcissists feel like they can't tell their partner, they'll tell the other person, the less conventionally attractive person. He would cheat me on this with his secretary at work, and she was just not good looking. What is wrong with me? What I do? That's it. It makes you question yourself when you find out that they're doing something with somebody else. It makes you question yourself, or it seems like you might think you might rate yourself high on a scale of 1 to 10, but then they end up leaving you for somebody less conventionally attractive. They didn't marry you, and they married the next person in 2-3 weeks or 2-3 months or something like that. They got a baby on the way really, really quick. Things like that. They done bought a house really, really quick. Things like that. They're hitting milestones, and you start to wonder what was wrong with you. But realize sometimes you got, you know. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you. The narcissist, sometimes that emotional connection just dies, and it turns off, and it just goes off. When I tell people all the time, when that light switch goes off, the emotional connection light switch, when it goes off, it does not come back on. I can tell you that right now. When that switch goes off, that like connection switch goes off, the emotionally connected, it don't come back on, y'all. It just doesn't. And it's just not me trying to chastise anybody or make anybody feel bad about themselves. It just does not come back on. It don't. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's Valentine's Day, y'all. And we try to celebrate Valentine's Day here in my house. But, you know, It's also my wife's mom's birthday. Her mom passed away about a decade ago, a little over a decade ago. So we celebrated here and there a little bit. You know, I always do something special for her mom, to celebrate her mom's birthday, and you know, to show her that I love her and care about her too. So yeah, let me cut this thing short for y'all. See me single next Valentine's Day, and I'll be a totally different demon, Jezebel spirit. And the voice is coming out. I'm just joking, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Happy Valentine's Day. Be blessed and watch out for the Valentine's Day Hoover. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much, y'all. I really do appreciate y'all. I know the podcast. I'm gonna have an idea, y'all. If y'all are my podcasters, I like to run this by y'all first because I like to just, you know, I don't feel pressured to talk to y'all for some reason. Because the camera's not on me right now. I'm just the microphone. So I'm thinking about this right here. What do y'all think? I'm thinking about switching the narcissist code up a couple days a week and actually doing like a podcast where I'll go live on YouTube. But I record it for a podcast. I might have guests on and stuff like that, so y'all can hear other guests talking and things like that. Cause I can flip that into something special for us. But yeah, so we'll set that up. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for the positive reviews. I really appreciate every single one of y'all. Y'all know I do. I come over and talk to y'all more than I talk to the people on the YouTube channel, cause they be listening, they be talking, they be vibing with, maybe disrespecting me and stuff like that. Y'all, my podcasters, y'all be giving me the good reviews and stuff. So I appreciate y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. Happy Valentine's Day. Be safe. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace.